Chapter 10 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna. In a blink of an eye, it was time for the Kixi Festival. The Zhenbian royal family wanted to take this opportunity to let Xu Ting and Du Xian meet each other. The rituals are strict for men, and a prince like Du Xian was not allowed to go out and show his face at all. Meeting a lover? If caught, he would definitely be immersed in a pig cage. In olden eras, if you were caught frolicking with the opposite sex, the weaker gender, which is usually women but in this novel the men, is punished. Punishment is throwing them in a pig cage and drowning them in the river. Aren't you glad you are in the 21st century and not 5th? However, no matter how strict the ritual was, it can't be unkind. The Kixi Festival was an exception. On this day, instead of being restricted, men are encouraged to go out. Therefore, Kixi Festival was also a day for men to meet their loved ones, and it is like Valentine's Day that comes from affection and ends with a gift. After being informed about the meeting with Zhenbian's palace daughter, Du Xian felt a little overwhelmed. At noon on the Kixi Festival, it was time for him to dress up. He opened the cabinet with his clothes. Du Xian looked through his clothes. This one felt too plain, that one felt too bright, too vulgar, and in the end he couldn't find a satisfactory one. Du Xian was a little annoyed. Master, these are all beautiful. Chan Er was holding the clothes Du Xian took out, and was very puzzled. In his eyes, Du Xian could wear any clothes he wanted to wear, they all look great. Xu Qin reached out and took out a lotus-colored dress and said to Du Xian, Master, what do you think of this one? This one, is it okay? Du Xian took it and asked with uncertainty. Xu Qin smiled and said, this dress was delivered a few days ago, the style is new. The color is neither plain nor gorgeous. There will be lanterns tonight. These colors in the lights are the most stylish and elegant. It will look good on Master. Du Xian was moved by the words and said, then let's take this one. Xu Qin and Xu Qi smiled at each other, and their eyes were a bit narrow. They knew that if it weren't for Xu Qin's idea, Du Xian would not have picked out a satisfactory one even if he had brought the clothes of the Lord. It was not that the clothes weren't nice, it's that the person he is going to meet tonight is special. After a while, Du Xian changed his clothes and came out. This dress was newly delivered. It was really bright and beautiful. Xu Qin hurried to pull him, Master, come and put on makeup. Chan Er and Xu Qi also hurried over. Xu Qi was carefully squeezed aside by Chan Er, but he was not annoyed. Instead, he stood behind and picked up Du Xian's hair. He said jokingly, tonight we will make sure princess's eyes only look straight. Her eyes will be only stuck on you equals 3 equals Du Xian couldn't help blushing. It happened that Xu Qin swept the rouge on him. He didn't know if it was the color of rouge or something else. Master, what kind of hair bun should I make? Du Xian thought for a while and said, you can decide. In these aspects, Du Xian was definitely not as good as Xu Qin and Xu Qi, who came from the palace and had been specially trained. Xu Qi also knew this would be the case, so even though he asked, his hands were already moving, and Chan Er found the jewelry from the dressing table and put it on Du Xian. Where are Du Xian's jewelry and which ones he likes the most? Xu Qin and Xu Qi, who have just arrived, were definitely not as knowledgeable as Chan Er. Chan Er would never allow them to touch them as this was his scope of service. With 3 pairs of skillful hands, Du Xian was finally dressed up. It looked like a simple dress for an appointment, but it was pleasing to the eye. The carriage outside the door was already set up, and the hour was near, when An Qing walked in, took a look, and said with a smile, it's too plain. While saying that he took out Azalea Palace flower from Du Xian's makeup box and gave it to Du Xian to pin in the hair bun beside his ear. Master, the queen's daughter must be happy to see you. Chan Er helped Du Xian onto the carriage, and then got in too. Du Xian asked him to follow, which made Chan Er feel that he had won another head over Xu Qin Xu Qi. When the carriage reached the corner of 12 Bridge Street, in the East City, it was no longer possible to enter. The carriage driver informed them of this, and the carriage parked aside. At this time, outside 12 Bridges Street, there were already 2 long rows of carriages of various families parked. The sky was dark, and the 12 Bridge Street was already busy. There was a river on 12 Bridge Street, which was not very wide, but it allows an embroidered boat to pass through. It was a tributary of the Yangan River that flows into the capital. Therefore, the custom of lighting the river evolved. The lanterns on the river water and the Milky Way in the sky reflect each other, which makes people feel enchanted. There was an incense-rich Yulao temple on the street. There was a marriage tree at the door of Yulao temple. It was a small-leaved banyan tree. The tree was covered with wooden signs with the names of lovers. The servants who came from Zhenbian Palace said that the queen's daughter and Du Xian will meet under that tree. Du Xian stood under the tree. It was very lively at this time. There were wooden signs in the Yulao Temple, but there were also many vendors selling wooden signs outside, and there were many other stalls with various designs. Young men were in love with young girls, and the whole street was filled with a wonderful and shy atmosphere. Chan Er looked left and right, and could not find anyone who might be the queen's daughter. She could not help but said disappointedly, "Master, the queen's daughter has not come yet." Du Sion stood under the marriage tree and said, "The queen's daughter may not be here yet, let's wait." While waiting, Du Sion felt that time passed quickly and slowly. Many people were passing in front of him. After a long time, someone who knew Du Sion whispered and said something unpleasant, but Du Sion ignored them. He was very nervous, with some sweat squeezed out of his palms. He hoped that later when the queen's daughter sees him, she would at least not hate him. A few moments later, a well-dressed woman rushed towards them. Du Sion's heart jumped, and Chan Er quietly asked excitedly, "Master, is she queen's daughter?" "No," Du Sion thought in his heart, although this woman had good manners, Du Sion felt that she was not queen's daughter. But Du Sion didn't say these two words. The person had already arrived in front of him. He saw her bowing towards him as she asked, "Are you Master Du?" "Du Sion, I am, you are?" "Lu Tang, I am the attendant of the queen's daughter. The queen's daughter is still arranging for the patrol and can't leave. She was worried that Master Du will be anxious, so she has sent me to tell Master Du." The queen's daughter said that she would be here in a moment. Du Sion looked at Lu Tang and saw that although the clothes she was wearing were expensive, the form was that of a servant. Du Sion remembered with Lu Tang's words that his fiancée, Xu Ting, the daughter of Zhenbian Queen, was the commander of the Dongcheng Inspection Department. For such a lively event as Kixi Festival, the safety of the people coming to 12 Bridge Street must be guaranteed. Also they had to be cautious of thieves with bad intentions. Not only Du Sion was not dissatisfied, but he also felt a sense of pride. Obviously he had never seen her before, but Du Sion felt that he already liked the queen's daughter very much. There was a small commotion among the crowd and they spontaneously moved aside, creating a wide passage. Xu Ting was standing on the other end of the passage. She walked quickly towards Du Sion. She had finished the first round of patrols and came over after the shift was arranged. She was still wearing official clothes with a knife on her waist. So it wasn't surprising that the crowd avoided her. "It's her," Du Sion thought so in his heart, and felt that he had been taken away by the woman who came up to him for an instant. This is the woman he imagined, with a heroic attitude and outstanding bearing. A pair of resolute and sharp phoenix eyes showed a big Yanchen River. When she stood there, everyone was overshadowed. Xu Ting has a pair of typical sleeping phoenix eyes, the tips of the eyes are as sharp as a knife blade. When she squints her eyes at someone, it makes people tremble with fear. Normally, these eyes always had a kind of hazy feeling, making her look very gentle with an indescribable charm. Du Sion felt Xu Ting's eyes looking at him and blushed for a moment. Xu Ting handed the knife on her waist to Lu Tang, who was next to her. She had come to accompany her fiancé to have fun. What was the point of carrying a knife? "Sorry for being late, where do you want to go first?" "Hey everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.